County Sheriff, Mr. Robert Lee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning, sir.
Wonderful to see you all. I will try to be brief, but I'm going to be thorough. And I do like to thank you all for this opportunity to be here today. In the last three meetings that we've had with the county, we've been fortunate that we can make all these meetings. One of the pamphlets that was handed out, or one of the pages from the pamphlet, was team approach, focused on communications, informational platforms, and team building. Now, truthfully, I thought that Todd had come into my unlocked office and my unlocked desk, because I have no secrets, and got our program for what Eric Swanson, my chief deputy, and I had initiated from the beginning way back in January. And it's been 9 months. Rob Arlette, you know that 9 months has gone quickly for us.
It's gone by very quickly.
He's still campaigning.
That has been our approach since January. This is how we started. And as far as the communications part of this, I can truthfully say that Todd Lawson and I have had an excellent media of communications. A lot of these things that they're implementing now, we implemented back in January between him and I. In regards to communications, team meetings, questions, I've never had a time where Todd or Gina's the toughest, because if we all were under her thumb, no one would ever be in debt, I can tell you that much. Karen in HR, and basically the whole county in support. Robin has been there to fill the gap when we're waiting for a meeting. Poor thing. This is a story. We know that Mr. Wilson likes a story. And the story is not about me. I'm the author, but this is not about me. It's about the dedicated staff that you all have in this county that is called the Sheriff's Office. It's about Chief Deputy Eric Swanson, if you don't mind standing for a moment.
It's our guy.
I thought he was.
Now, a lot of people have said that we spend all of our time together. At 10 o'clock, that's probably true. When he starts at 5:30 in the morning, I am not there. I guarantee you I am not there. We are a team. We are a team. And the other one I want to stand is my office manager, Tina Timmons, who is basically the pulse of our office.
Good for you. Good for you.
She has been there guiding this ship when there was times where there was no guidance any other way except for her commitment to this county. In the office, we have Deputy Donna Pusey, who handles the civil, and Amy Argo Jones, who handles the criminal. Two deputies very seldomly recognized for the work that they do. On the road, we've got Pat Alero Smith, who handles the east side area of our county to deliver all the legal documents, the postings, the sales that are conducted through the county. George Wilson is in the middle of the county, and Betty Gordy does the west side, a very large area. The west side starts from the county line all the way to Del Mar. We are a team. We started that way. We are now. We have the Pickle Award, but the Sheriff's Office has the Soggy Pickle Award, which is, we listen as we're in the office and hear one of the three office deputies that have a very hard time on the phone with someone, and yet they handle it very well. At that point in time, Eric and I usually will go to arenas that day, get the pickle off the plate, put it in an empty potato chip bag, and bring it back and give the Soggy Pickle Award with a photograph. So far, Amy has won that pickle award. Thus far this year, and we have no control over the numbers because we work with the attorneys, We have hand-delivered over 11,000 documents this year throughout the county. We've handled over 606 sheriff sales, which is down. I'm not an economist. I'm just a retired policeman. But that tells me that maybe our economy is getting better in this county. Maybe all of us working together has made it a better place to live. We know that retirees are coming here more and more, so maybe that's a good sign. We brought in roughly over $1,500,000 in revenue since January. I think that's tremendous. As you all know, if you didn't know, this is what the administration is now. We're a court officer. We deliver 7 different legal documents for 3 courts, the Superior Court, Court of Chancery, and the CCP. 6 forms of property postings, out-of-state documents, replevins, and sheriff sales. We handle all these things. One of the things that I had stressed for this office was financial responsibility. We have streamlined the sheriff's office to the 3 outside deputies and the 3 female deputies inside the office. We have streamlined that. How we were able to do that is Eric and I also do the same job as our road deputies do. That way we know exactly what their job is, and when they have a complaint, we can appreciate and we can initiate and try to get it resolved. Same way with the inside. We've cut back 2 vehicles from the fleet. And our other big, I believe, is very, very important is the state constable protection that we are under now. I had a comment once, not too long ago, that says, well, the council voted 5-0 on the state constable resolution. They says they don't vote that often, that many numbers. So I felt pretty good about that. State constable position gives us the protection that we need while we're on duty. Right. And that's the most important part, while we're on duty. But it also makes us do certifications in the things that we carry regarding our pepper spray, our baton, our handcuffing, and our firearms that we train 3 times a year on. If litigations were to come about, we can say we are certified. We've been trained in these particular areas, and it's very important. We also have been involved in all the in-house training that the county has offered, and we have been told that we have completed everything that everyone else has in this county. So I applaud them for that. We've continued to swear in fire policemen as soon as they meet their obligations in regards to what requirements are needed for that. And we're invited to the fire policemen's banquet this year where all 3 sheriffs were at the same time. Community relations. What have we done there? Eric and I have taken over the administrative duties, so we go to the courts every day. We see attorneys, we see the judges, we see police officers. A lot of the time we deliver the court subpoenas to the police agencies, so we have connected back with them. And we also are connecting with their 2 hospitals, BB and Nanticoke, in regards to that. Another thing that I had talked about was our community-based programs. How could we get back into the community? And we've done pretty good on that. We've been involved in the Laurel House of Hope, Bowling for Boys and Girls Club, Community Safety at Tangier Island, the EOC in Georgetown, many of the Cheers events, Delaware Hospice just even 2 weeks ago. And something that's going to be a little bit different and exciting is the Sea Witch Parade that we're going to have in 2 weeks. All 3 sheriffs are going to walk together. We've had several meetings and we're all on the same page.
As witches?
Rob, before you can ask the question, what are our goals in the near future, in the next 4 years? We want to continue what we're trying to do now. We're not perfect, because this isn't a perfect world and we're not perfect people. But we are attempting through the new portfolio that we got. The EX on Sussex is for excellence. We are achieving and attempting to achieve excellence at all times. We would like to create what I call it a part-time seasonal navigator for community events. That is something that we would like to do in the near future, where we'd have someone that would be solely connected with the events that are going on in our communities, be involved in that. Because of the streamline that we've done, we have very little time that we can do this because of families and other events that we're involved in. So if we had one person that could work from probably April to October to help us and say, hey, this is an event we need to do, I will go and set this up, I'll get it ready, and if we can also involve in that, I think that would be a tremendous thing. And I would like to, as a third and final thing that I'm going to speak about, is I know that Todd and I have already talked about it. He's going to come out and he's going to work with us one day, and he's going to see what is going on, what the road conditions are, where we travel, what the problems and what things go on in this job that probably a lot of people don't know about. He's going to do that. He will probably never be the same again after he's been with us for a day, but we'll take the chance. And we invite the council also at any time to come out for a day and go with us and see what we do. I think we're in good shape. It takes 9 months for a birth of life. It's taken probably 9 months for us to get this sheriff's office back to the court officer that it's supposed to be. And I'm happy to say that through my teamwork with my staff, who I recognize, has done that. Thank you.
Any questions from council?
Mayor?
Mr. Arlett.
Have you needed your new constable authority? I mean, have you guys had to exercise that at all?
No,
thus
we
far?
Have not. And part of that is because of
that's good,
the
I would
professionalism
say. Right.
And the training. And, you know, when you deal with people that I have, they know how to handle situations a lot better than maybe someone else would. So they know how to handle these situations. And no, we have not. And I hope that we never have to. But it's like a spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you never have to change a tire. But if you do, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on road conditions? I didn't quite get what you meant there.
Road conditions? A lot of the legal documents and a lot of the postings that we deal with are not on 13 and 113. A lot of them are on dirt lanes, roads that have potholes deep enough that you can see the level of the road when they go through.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of conditions that you normally don't think that you would see out here.
So you mean physically the road itself?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to understand.
Any more questions to council?
I just want to say one thing, please, Mr. President. I realize it's a perilous, dangerous job. And I so appreciate your appointing and using highly professional people. And I just want to thank you for your work and wish you the very, very best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sheriff, and everybody.
Thank you.
Everything you guys are doing, and Mr. Lawson seems to be pleased, so everybody's happy if he's happy.
That would be our
question.
Goal.
I make sure I want to hear you right while I go. You attended some kind of event in Tangier Island?
The Outlets.
Oh, you thought you said Tangier Island. You Tanger okay. Outlets.
No, if we could get that helicopter, we could probably do
I was wondering if that was next on your list.
We do not. Have the space for it if you would, you know, allow us to have that.
He certainly said Tangier. He said Tangier, I thought.
Okay.
Well, we just wondered why we wasn't asked.
That's right.
Well, if you do search the papers, bring back some crabs.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Mr. President,
Mr. Arlett.
Just want to comment, if I may. And I, first time in 9 months, you've come back and given a report. And I think it's valuable. I mean, I would love to see a report, an analysis, a summary, if you would, from all of our departments, to be honest with you. I think it's very important. You know, the statistics, I think, is important. People know what you do in their county, but people have no idea of the numbers or how things are going or how we can do things better. I mean, all of those things. I think it's important. I really appreciate you guys for coming before us and giving us an update. Well, and it's important.
One thing I didn't mention is when we have our meetings, it's not just a complaint section. It's going over what we've done for the month.
Right.
Mr. Lawson gets the numbers that we've done for the month also. Okay. And again, we don't have any control over how hard attorneys work that brings us these documents.
Right.
We don't have any control over, you know, criminal subpoenas as far as when trial. But what we are in control of is as soon as that we get them, they are delivered within a very timely service. And that has been very apparent with the 12 to 15 attorneys that are now using our service because they've heard that we are getting them out and quickly done. So I think that's a credit to the office as far as, you know, they're seeing that we're doing this. But again, our relationship is excellent as far as, you know, do I have everything that I want? Obviously not. That would be, you know,
you don't have a helicopter yet.
Because that's not how it works. But we do work together. And we have been for the last 9 months, so I thank you for that.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you.
Mr. Lawrence Lang.
I'll just say this, Rob, with that suggestion that every department now do a report, you went from being a very popular county council person to probably...